Welcome to the New Mind Creator Podcast, episode number 119, interview with Kristen Harper. I am your host, Maurice, the New Mind Creator. Remember to subscribe to my podcast so that you can receive alerts when new episodes are available each week on Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I ask that you support my podcast by pledging monthly or your one-time donation. Also, don't forget to share your favorite episodes. If you like the episode, please leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. Follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter, Maurice Flournoy, and Facebook, New Mind Creator. Kristen is the founder of Perfect Health Consulting Services. Her company provides hair analysis and increase your vitality programs to clients worldwide, as well as quantum biofeedback. Her increase your vitality program recommendations include a healthy diet, nutritional supplements, a healthy lifestyle, detoxification, and meditation. She has been interpreting hair tests for clients since 2009, which is when she started her company. Kristen received her first hair analysis back in 2001 and still receives her retests every 3 to 4 months. Kristen has a master's in administration with an emphasis in health promotion and a bachelor's in business management, as well as a certificate in entrepreneurship from Northern Arizona University. She has 2 hair analysis certifications from Westbrook University and Malter Institute, in addition to a quantum biofeedback level 1 certification from Natural Therapies Board. She is the radio host for Tips to Keep You Healthy, Happy, and Motivated, which is one of 2 networks, including VoiceAmerica.com, the largest live internet radio network in the world, and KFNX, which was one of the largest signals of any radio station in Phoenix, Arizona. Her radio show is live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on VoiceAmerica.com and 8 p.m. every Sunday Mountain Standard Time on KFNX. She also is a health and wellness speaker. She inspires audiences to get healthy. Kristen has been interviewed on many radio shows and podcasts, including ESPN. Her websites are Perfect Health healthconsultingservices.com and KristenHarperSpeaks.com. So Kristen, as far as meditation, how did you get into meditating? Because that's a great thing to do.
Yes. Basically, I got into meditation, I would say probably around 2003, I think. So that was like many years ago, around that time frame. I don't know if it was 2002 or 2003, but around there. And I didn't meditate when I was younger, and I did not discover meditation until later in life, because what happened to me is I had an eating disorder, and it developed my senior year of high school when I was 18 years old. And what happened to me was I got brainwashed by the media, got influenced by the media, and I would notice the thin models in magazines, and then I internalized the messages from the media and started to cut back on my food intake and wasn't eating very much. I would eat like popcorn and green beans and drink diet soda, and I felt I was fat even though I didn't have a weight problem. And then it progressed eventually into binge eating, where these intense cravings came up out of nowhere and I had to binge on high fat and high sugar foods. And then after I binge on food, I would go back to dieting, going back to eating not very much, you know, eating low calorie foods and like fat free popcorn and, like I mentioned, green beans, drinking diet soda. And I went back to dieting because I didn't want to gain weight from the binge eating. And then I would go run for miles at a time, like for many miles, just run to burn off all the excess calories. Then I go back to binge eating and then back to dieting. And then eventually I injured my knee and I couldn't run anymore. So it was just binge eating and dieting. And then eventually the cravings were so intense. And I actually had my eating disorder, this problem with binge eating for, I had my eating disorder for 9 years. And the cravings got really intense to where, you know, towards the end of my eating disorder, I had cravings throughout the day. And I tried a lot out there to overcome my eating disorder. I read many self-help books, tried many diets, nutritional supplements. I saw a hypnotist out of state. I saw a nutritionist. I saw a counselor, went to support groups, went into a treatment center. Nothing was working for me. And then finally, a blessing came into my life. And I don't know if you've heard of this book, but it's called Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. He's a spiritual teacher.
No.
Okay. It's one of my favorite books of all time. It's a spiritual book. And basically, he talks about the importance of quieting the mind and meditation, and that our minds can cause suffering. And as soon as I read his book, it all made sense to me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have found this a long time ago. And so I started to do meditation on a daily basis. And within 3 years of doing meditation and following Eckhart Tolle's teachings, I was able to let go of my eating disorder completely.
Wow, that is absolutely powerful. Now, I've heard of stories about especially women with eating disorders. How did that affect your self-esteem?
Yes, it affected me in such a negative way. I hated my body. I couldn't stand it. And I didn't have a weight problem, especially like my senior year of high school. I didn't have a weight problem. I was not obese at all. But I thought I was fat, so I hated my body. I was fat. I just actually got to the point, I had so much negativity in my mind. I hated myself. And I didn't even want to be around people. I didn't want to go into public. I didn't want to do things socially with people. I just wanted to, you know, stay at home or stay in my room and just isolate myself.
Got you. So have you always been a nature person, meaning that you enjoy walking and being outdoors? Has that always been the case?
See, I think so. I think when I was younger, I remember going camping or sleeping outside at times, like on the back deck, like in my sleeping bag. But I would say, when I had my eating disorder, I really got into the outdoors, because in Eckhart Tolle's teachings, there were three meditations I implemented into my life. And one is just laying on your back, closing your eyes, and feeling your breath, like breathe in, breathe out. And that was one that I did, like a breathing meditation. And then another one was just going outside for walks, because that's a form of meditation. When you go for walks, and I used to go outside all the time and go for walks in a quiet setting with no distractions and just walk really slow, and that quiets the mind as well. So I think years ago when I had my eating disorder and going for walks outside, that really made me love nature so much, because when you go outside, it's like this inner peace that you feel within, and you're so connected to the universe. You're one with the universe. And even to this day, even though I overcame my eating disorder many years ago, I still go for my walks for meditation and for health benefits. It's just that inner peace that you feel.
Great. So why was this a part of what led you to creating the Perfect Health Consulting Services? What problem are you trying to solve?
Okay, so I created Perfect Health Consulting Services back in 2009, and my company offers hair analysis and increase your vitality programs, which hair analysis reveals so much about health. It reveals the nutritive minerals as well as the toxic metals about your energy levels, about stress, how your adrenal glands are functioning at a cellular level, and so much more. And also, I offer quantum biofeedback, which is a new service that I offer. And quantum biofeedback, what it is, it's a sophisticated technology that reveals so much about your health. And it's something that I have never found anything like this in my entire life. I mean, this is the best technology I've ever discovered. And what it does is it sends signatures into a person, but electrically. And then the system measures the electrophysiological reactivity and how the person reacts to those signatures. So it will reveal so much about your health. It will reveal information about minerals and toxins, about enzymes, your chakras, and hormones, and muscles, and so much more. And it's not diagnostic. It's just, I consider the hair analysis and the quantum biofeedback are more of a screening tools. But I just like it, especially, you know, like when you go into, let's say, and I still advise people, you know, to see your doctors and your naturopathic physicians and such. But I like the quantum biofeedback because it reveals so much about health. So let's say you go into a doctor's office or even getting lab tests done. This technology reveals way more than you could ever imagine. Even if you're not getting answers about something, it reveals so much. So basically the reason I started the hair analysis, my company back in 2009 is because I struggled with health issues since I was young. In childhood, I had this unrelenting fatigue day after day. Even after a good night's sleep, I was still exhausted the next day. And I spent years taking all these different paths to figure out what was wrong with me. I pursued Western medicine, holistic modalities. I had tests done, blood tests done. I went into a hospital for a test. Nobody could tell me what was wrong with me. And I tried, you know, and nothing was helping me at all. And so finally, back in 2001, I discovered hair analysis. And I read this article about hair analysis and adrenal fatigue. And it totally made sense to me. And so I got my first hair test done, and it revealed that I had weak adrenal activity at a cellular level. And that was what was wrong with me. I had adrenal problems, and I never knew that for years, most of my life, until I discovered hair analysis. And the adrenal glands are very important because they produce hormones. And your adrenal glands and your thyroid gland are involved with energy production. And so in order to have a maximum amount of energy in the body, both glands have to be working optimally. So I got on this program, which I call my program the Increase Your Vitality Program. And what it does is it includes eating a healthy diet, taking supplements to balance your hair analysis, you know, to balance the mineral ratios, to rebuild your adrenal glands, and, you know, to balance your thyroid, and a healthy lifestyle, detoxification, and meditation, and was able to get well. And so I've been reviewing hair tests ever since from, you know, clients around the world. And hair analysis is definitely a passion of mine. So, and I love quantum biofeedback as well. So
yeah. So is hair analysis, is it an expensive, procedure?
No, I feel it's a very cost effective. And what's nice about it, it's non-invasive. So it's not like you have to get a blood test and worry about needles, you know. It's, and basically just having your hair sample, like from the back of your head, It's very simple, and then you just mail in your hair sample to me, and then I send the hair sample off to there's two laboratories I work with here in the United States, and then once I receive the results back, then I will send the recommendations to my clients.
Okay, so how important is detoxification and meditation for developing and maintaining a healthy lifestyle?
So I would say that detoxification is a must. And the reason I say that is because after all these years of, working on my health, especially all the way back to childhood, and then just working with clients all around the world, I would say, based off of reviewing so many hair tests over the years, most people are toxic. They have toxic metals and toxic chemicals in their bodies. And it's because there's toxins everywhere in our environment, in our food, our water, the air, body care products, and more. And so they must be eliminated, because toxins can cause every imaginable symptom in the body. And so one of my favorite detox methods that I love is near-infrared sauna therapy. And it consists of red heat lamps. And I like it because, with the far infrared, you have to worry about the EMFs, electromagnetic, EMFs, the frequencies, and you don't have to worry about that with the near infrared. And so the near infrared sauna removes over 24 of toxic metals and hundreds of toxic chemicals from the body. And, it's important too that we're eliminating toxins from the liver, because liver can get really congested. And then also meditation is absolutely essential. And the reason I say that is because many people have limiting beliefs stuck in their unconscious mind. And so even if you're following a healthy diet, you're taking supplements, you're living a healthy lifestyle, I don't care if your diet is at 100% eating healthy every single day. If you have limiting beliefs in your unconscious mind, no matter how healthy you're eating and living a healthy lifestyle, you're not going to get well, because you have to address those limiting beliefs, because limiting beliefs will affect your health in a negative way. Just like for me, when I had my eating disorder, there were times, during that 9-year period when I was trying to eat healthy, taking my supplements, living a healthy lifestyle, but I couldn't break my addiction. So I go back to eating unhealthy foods. But the reason being, and I couldn't follow the diet and my healthy lifestyle at 100%, because I had a limiting belief in my unconscious mind during that time when I had my eating disorder, which was, I am fat. That was stuck in my unconscious mind. And when I implemented meditation into my life during that time when I had my eating disorder, I became aware of the limiting belief that came up during meditation. And I finally realized that was the limiting belief that started my eating disorder, that actually created my reality of an eating disorder. So through meditation, I was able to let go of that limiting belief. So I was able to overcome my addiction.
So can someone detoxify themselves at home, or do they need to seek out a professional?
Right. And what I usually recommend for people is, before you even do detox and start near infrared sauna therapy, I usually tell people to, get a hair analysis first, because the sauna therapy is for most people, but depending on your mineral powder and your hair tests, maybe it's not best right away for you. It just really depends on your hair analysis. It also depends on age. Really, really young children shouldn't be getting in the sauna. And then once they get older, they should be supervised by a parent. And I have all these, precautions that I let people know about. And also they can, especially if someone has, some serious health issues, is, to make sure you communicate with your physician first before implementing a detox protocol. But as far as the near infrared sauna therapy, there's different ways that you can detox. There's near infrared saunas that you can purchase, and you can just do your sauna therapy at home. There's portable ones. There's even really nice ones that are the wooden ones that have the red heat lamps. Or there's even, I'm sure, in many cities across the world, across the United States, there's detox centers, detox businesses, where you can just go to a detox business and go into the sauna as well.
So you created the Increase Your Vitality program. What does that consist of?
Okay, so it consists of a healthy diet, and healthy diet is a must. And I say a must for every single person, including children. If we want to prevent illness, we must eat healthy at 100%. So the diet consists of 7 to 9 cups of organic cooked vegetables per day for adults. And I recommend that they are cooked so that you can break down the tough fiber so you're able to absorb the minerals. And we just need the minerals. It's so important. So that's why we need a lot of organic cooked vegetables, at which the nutrients, you know, there's potassium, other nutrients in the vegetables. And then I do believe that people still need their animal protein. I'm not saying excessive, but, I believe my diet is balanced. So, you know, having a protein, having a lot of organic cooked vegetables, having some complex carbs. And the reason that we need animal protein is because many people have adrenal fatigue, because people are stressed out and have mineral imbalances and heavy metal toxicity, which can, even people that drink stimulants can weaken the adrenal glands. And so many people have weak adrenal activity. So they need animal protein, because animal protein actually enhances adrenal activity. And also just staying away from sugar and processed foods. And my diet consists of no fruit, I'd say most raw foods should be avoided. However, I do believe that some raw dairy is okay. Spring water is my favorite type of water. And there's other foods, of course. And then nutritional supplements, I do recommend those based off the hair analysis. So I like the hair analysis, and I feel like when people just take random supplements, where let's just say a person says, well, I need to go to a health food store and purchase a supplement like zinc or some other nutrient, I like a test first, because you know exactly what you need. But if you just take some random supplement, that could actually unbalance body chemistry. So the nutritional supplements I recommend are to balance the mineral ratios on a hair analysis. And then also a healthy lifestyle, which includes reducing stress, going to bed before 9 o'clock at night, and getting at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night, and making sure whatever you put on your body, even females, women that, you know, wear, let's say, you know, cosmetics, should be all natural, because there's many body care products that have toxins. And then detox, I mentioned the near infrared sauna therapy for detox, to remove toxins from the body. And then also meditation, which I feel everyone should be doing every single day. It's non-denominational, and there's many benefits to meditation. We'll let go of the limiting beliefs. And, you know, these limiting beliefs, I really feel like they most of the time develop when we're children. And sometimes later in life, like the I am fat limiting belief I had, you know, I think developed later in life. But we need to let go of those limiting beliefs in our unconscious mind so that we can get healthy.
Great. So
You spoke a little earlier about subconscious mind. So how could you talk a little more about what role a person's subconscious mind plays in their health and wellness?
Yes, absolutely. So we have two minds. We have the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And I would say that for the most part, many people know about the conscious mind, but there are people that don't know that we have a subconscious mind. And I'm so happy that you provide, you have this podcast so that we can reach more people. And people need to know that there is a subconscious mind. And so what happens is, if you have a limiting belief, and I'll give you some examples of a limiting belief. I mentioned earlier that I had a limiting belief of I am fat, that I am fat limiting belief, which is not true. I mean, even at the time of senior year of high school, I wasn't fat, but my limiting belief, it was not true at all, but I had that limiting belief repeated in my unconscious mind over and over again. And the reason I did is because the limiting belief is in the unconscious mind. You're not aware of it. You're not aware of that limiting belief. So I had that limiting belief in my unconscious mind for so long, and I wasn't aware of it. And until we can bring the limiting belief from the unconscious mind up to conscious awareness, then we become aware of it. And once it's in conscious awareness, then we can eventually eliminate it. So these limiting beliefs, if we don't get rid of them, and there's other ones too, for example, a common limiting belief that people have is I'm not good enough. And that can actually develop in childhood, which can lead to problems later in life. And there's so many different limiting beliefs. And so the limiting beliefs can create a reality of addictions. You can end up with an addiction because of limiting beliefs, which totally affects health. Addictions destroy the body, destroy health. I would eat high fat, high sugar foods and wasn't getting the nutrients that my body needed at the time. And can cause other addictions as well, can cause, poor body image and low self-esteem, self-hatred. And, just when you have that low self-esteem, it can really put stress too, because there's stressors. And even with quantum biofeedback, the purpose is to reduce the stressors, because stress can affect health in a negative way. So poor body image is actually a stressor. Toxic metals are a stressor. Eating fast food is a stressor. And in order to achieve optimum health, we have to reduce these stressors, including limiting beliefs. I even consider a limiting belief as a stressor. And also, I would say that emotional trauma is stored in the unconscious mind as well. So someone that's been through emotional trauma, who's been through a shock, that's stored in the unconscious mind. And the only way to get rid of the emotional trauma that's stored in the unconscious mind is to bring it up to conscious awareness. Like I mentioned, we need to become aware of it and then to eliminate it. And in trauma, emotional trauma can affect health in a negative way, because it weakens adrenal activity. I told you the adrenals are very important, and hair analysis reveals adrenal activity at a cellular level. It can really slow down emotional trauma can slow down digestion. It can keep you in a sympathetic state. We have two branches of the nervous system. We have the sympathetic and the parasympathetic, and many people are overusing their sympathetic nervous system branch, which slows down digestion and can really make you tired. And emotional trauma can affect your chakras. We have energy centers, which can unbalance your chakras. So we have to address the unconscious one. We have to address those limiting beliefs and emotional trauma.
So that's some great information to have. I mean, so once you get a person, someone who's having a health challenge and they come to see you and consult with you and you put them on whatever regimen that they need to be on, once you get them set up, are they able to maintain their health and wellness, or do you have to continually consult with them?
That's a good question. So with the hair analysis, I recommend that clients are getting retested every 3 to 4 months. Because what's going to happen is when you start, you know, changing your lifestyle and your diet in a positive direction, and there's going to be changes with body chemistry, and you'll, you know, start eliminating toxins. And so the retests have to be done because mineral patterns, mineral ratios will change, and then the supplements have to be readjusted. The recommendations have to be adjusted. And so with the hair tests, I recommend every 3 to 4 months. And, you know, the quantum biofeedback, I would say, can be done even monthly. Some clients, depending on their health situation, if they need it more often, especially if it's more of a severe condition, you know, can even do it even once a week. But also, I'm getting into a couple of other modalities, including brainwave entrainment and also Nest Health. And what my plan is, and I will be offering those in the near future on my website as well, what my plan is to come out with a 6-month package where I combined all the modalities together, because I believe that's the best way to achieve optimum health, is putting all the modalities together. Because, I mean, the hair analysis, the quantum biofeedback, these modalities are so great, and you'll get the results that you're looking for. But I believe not each one has all the answers. And so if you put them together, it's more powerful. There's faster results. And it will address every aspect of a person's health. So it's going to address your diet, making sure you're replenishing minerals into the body, removing toxins, but also other aspects, including your emotions, your limiting beliefs that are held in your unconscious mind, emotional trauma that is stored in your unconscious mind, like your and your body field, and so much more. It addresses every aspect of a person's health, and that's my ultimate goal, is doing the 6-month package, combining all the modalities together.
Wow, that sounds like something really interesting that people, especially people with health challenges, could benefit from. So who inspires you to just continually to become and be of service to other people who have health challenges?
You're asking amazing questions. And I would say I have quite a few heroes that have really inspired me. And, you know, I struggled for many years with my health, and back to childhood and having an addiction, just going through quite a bit of hardship with my health. And I was fortunate enough to collaborate with mentors over the years that have decades of experience, expertise. So I've learned so much, and I'm so grateful. But I have quite a few heroes. I have my hair analysis mentors. There's a few of them that taught me everything about hair analysis, that's been doing this work for decades. So those are for sure my heroes. And then another hero I have is Dr. Jeffrey Thompson, who I got to train with. He's been training me on brainwave entrainment, which I will be offering in the near future, which basically is the ability to change brainwaves and states of consciousness with a sound wave. And I feel it's very effective also, just like meditation, with bringing the limiting beliefs from the unconscious mind up to conscious awareness. And also, I feel it's one of the best ways to let go of emotional trauma. And so he is a hero. Another hero I have is Eckhart Tolle, who helped me, his teachings helped me to, and meditation helped me to overcome my eating disorder. He's a spiritual teacher. I love Deepak Chopra as well. I have his books, and you know, he's all about consciousness and spirituality. I've learned a lot from him. There's also Harry Massey and Peter Fraser. They're also, and I'm getting into Ness Health, and Ness Health is basically the leader in bioenergetics, which is the study, detection, and correction of energy in living systems. And the founders of Ness Health spent decades mapping out the energy and communication systems of the body. And these are called the human body field, which is the control system for the body's physical activity. So I would say they are heroes as well. And also Desiree DuVernay is another hero of mine, and she is the inventor of quantum biofeedback.
So those are some amazing heroes that you have, and people to just inspire you to become even a greater version of yourself. So where did you grow up, and did your upbringing, do you believe your upbringing have any effect on your level of success today and your drive that you have?
Yeah, so basically, I would say I remember in childhood, you know, just I loved nature and I went camping, I would spend time outdoors. And I would say that I was very ambitious even when I was younger. And even today, I'm very ambitious. And I believe it's because I was I'm an Aries, and Aries are very ambitious. And so even when I was younger, I was just always wanting to achieve. And was very successful, even like in school. And I would say, you know, and I'm still trying to kind of sort this out, but I do believe I had a limiting belief in my unconscious mind, which was I'm not good enough. And I discovered this just working with two health and wellness experts over the years, and we came to that conclusion, which later on, that I am not good enough did create some problems later in my life. But I'm still my guess is that came, maybe that developed when I was in childhood, which I'm not sure why it did. I'm still trying to figure that out, but I do believe this I am not good enough developed in childhood.
So where did you grow up?
And basically, the majority of my life, I've lived in Arizona since I was two years old. And I like Arizona a lot. I mean, there were times I, you know, would do research to say, okay, maybe I should move and go to a different state. And I studied all the states, but I just can't leave Arizona. I just love it here.
Great. So what's the name of your radio show?
My radio show is Tips to Keep You Healthy, Happy, and Motivated on voiceamerica.com on the Health and Wellness Channel, which is the largest live internet radio network in the world. I'm also on KFNX, which is in Phoenix, Arizona, and my show is every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And we just talk a lot about health and wellness, but taking a natural approach, because I believe it's the natural way is the best to get healthy. And I appreciate you so much, because I just don't feel that there's a lot of teachers out there educating on the subconscious mind. And we must do this to help people to change their lives. Because I actually believe, not how you feel about this, but I believe that our beliefs do create our reality.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Because whatever we see, I believe we become. The continuation of seeing something and meditating on it and having it in our thoughts all the time is an energy. It creates an energy. And our brains can't tell the difference between what's real and what's imagined. So we, by happenstance, this is generally speaking, we tend to fixate on things that we don't want, right? Yes. So we fixate on that, and then our lives continually go in that direction, and we wonder why. Because it's a rhythm and a theme in life that we are constantly, that's constantly playing or constantly happening and unfolding in our lives. So that's why it's important to be able to understand and become more consciously aware. Because you think about it, we think between 50 and 70,000 thoughts in a day. So most of those thoughts are repetitive, and outside of our conscious awareness, we keep going in a pattern over and over again until we understand our subconscious mind and begin to change our lives. The subconscious mind is like our genie in the bottle, because we can have anything that we want if we get it into our subconscious mind. So how did you being a radio host opportunity come about? How did you begin doing that?
Yeah, and it never crossed my mind ever about having a radio show at all, because I've been in health and wellness. I started my personal journey with health and wellness back in 2001 to get healthy, and then I started my company back in 2009. So I've been in the health and wellness space for a long time, and I never even thought about a radio show. And what happened was, I used to live in, because right now I live in Tempe, Arizona, and I moved down here over a year ago, but before I moved here, I was living in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, and I lived there for many years. And when I was living there, all of a sudden, Voice America, the team actually reached out to me, and they were interested in me. They found me and wanted me to have my own show. And I had to think about it for a while. I was like, I'm not sure, because I've never even, you know, I've never done this before. And so what I did is, before I gave them an answer, I always believe that people should do this anyways before you make a big decision, is go meditate. So I did my meditation for a while, and then my spirit said, you need to go for it. This is your calling. This is what you need to do. So I've been with Voice America now, I'd say probably for over 2 years now, and I love it.
That's great to hear. So how can people get in contact with you for your services?
Yeah, yes, they can go to perfecthealthconsultingservices.com. And that's where I offer the hair analysis and the quantum biofeedback. And in the future, very soon, we'll be offering brainwave entrainment and also Nest Health. And then my other website is KristenHarperSpeaks.com. That's KRISTEN, HarperSpeaks.com. And I am a health and wellness speaker. And I have an upcoming speech here. I've been invited on the panel. I will be speaking at Arizona State University. And this will be, the audience will be the students, university students, and the public. And I also believe there will be students from around the United States that will be tuned in remotely as well. So,
wow, that sounds like a great upcoming speaking engagement you have. I know it's going to impact a lot of people, because your message is definitely needed, especially now. Because we are so inundated with, and the types of food, or what is called food, is just so rampant of these different things that are not, that is not really agreeing with the functionality of our bodies. It's not assimilating as well as natural foods, like something natural, like an apple, or what other natural foods that we have. So that's why I believe your message is so needed. So to end the program, I like to talk to people, give people an opportunity to give one to grow on. So what is something that you would leave with our audience that is one to grow on, a message or something that they could take with them?
Okay. I would say for them to always listen to your soul. Okay, so basically, let's say that you are in a situation where your mind is telling you to go in this direction and your soul is telling you to go in a different direction. Always listen to your soul, because the soul, your soul will always take you down the right path in life. And how you connect with your soul is through meditation.
Thank you for listening to The New Mind Creator Podcast with your host, Maurice, The New Mind Creator. This podcast has been sponsored by Abundant Sports and True Serum. Head over to www.mauriceflournoy.com to receive more motivation and insight to help create your new mind.